Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Nice little mark it up. We'll bring this back on guitar there. That's Dire Straits, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website, W-E-L-T-M-A-N. Her books are J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and the 2014 edition is out now, isn't it, Barb?
It is, and the 2015 edition is will be released in October.
On the way, so check that out, folks. And then your Smooth Failing Living book is available at Amazon right now, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to be turning it into a paperback.
Good for you.
So we'll let you know when that happens.
All right.
We have some exciting news about that coming up.
So one of the things that you want to talk about today is some research on what it takes to start and fund a startup, a new business.
That's right. Intuit did a survey of small business owners, asking them what it took to start up, and 64% started with less than $10,000. So it really is not all that expensive to get started for most businesses. Now, you have to recognize that if you go in certain directions, if you're going to go buy a franchise, there may be a hefty franchise fee. If you go into certain kinds of industries, it's going to be way more expensive.
Well, you need inventory or equipment or whatever.
Exactly.
A bunch of people.
Right. But for many people, it is still possible to get into business with a modest nest egg to get started. And 75% of small business owners relied on their personal savings to start up. So
personal savings and credit.
Personal
I did.
Savings,
that's exactly
their credit
what I,
cards.
That's exactly what I did 20 over 25 years ago.
Yep. Well, there you go. I think that it's not insurmountable to start a business today. What I found was the most interesting statistic from the survey was the fact that they asked small business owners, has getting startup financing become easier since the recession? And it was about 50-50. 51% thought it was a little easier, and 49% said there's been no change.
Yeah.
So basically, don't look for commercial financing if you start a business.
Startup financing is almost they're almost. I think it's almost safe to say there is no such thing as startup financing.
Well, I agree with you.
If you've got your own personal assets, your own personal credit that you can use for whatever you want to use it for, and you apply that to starting up your business, okay, that's startup financing, but you didn't go talk to somebody.
You're not going to the bank.
And say, I want to start a business, loan me some money. That's basically non-existent because for anybody who has money that's they're obligated to take care of, and you say, I want to start a business, you might as well be saying, I want you to bankroll me in Vegas.
Well, that's true, and I think that many people have this delusion that there's small business loans, SBA loans, and that's going to help. And
right.
They have to recognize that the SBA isn't making the loans. SBA is just guaranteeing loans made by commercial lenders, and they're, as you point out, aren't going to lend to startups. And when I say startups, that usually means 2 or 3 years before you could even get commercial financing.
That's right. And so that's the reason you gotta rub your own two nickels together. And a lot of people, it really bugs me, Barbara, when I hear people say, "I want to start a small business," and the first thing they focus on is getting funded. It really annoys me. Does that annoy you like it does me? I'm going to get funded. Well, you know what? If you're going to start a small business, fund
get
it yourself.
Get customers first.
Exactly. The best capital for a business is a customer's capital.
Absolutely. You have to line. I think before anybody goes into business, and I don't care what it really is, any kind of business, you have to know that somebody's going to walk through the door. And if you can line up potential customers before you get started, you're ahead of the game. Then you can go ahead and launch.
And maybe that's all you'll ever need is customer funding.
Yep.
There are plenty of businesses, folks, that just were patient and deferred gratification. They watched every penny. They ground it out and served customers well and grew their business organically year over year. And in 10 years, they were a multi-million dollar a year company, and they had no debt and no partners.
That's right. And I think that... another opportunity these days is that if you do need outside funding, there are more ways to get it. That there are
right.
so many new creative ways with crowdfunding and potentially with equity crowdfunding and just tapping your networks.
I'm a naysayer. I don't have a problem with crowdfunding for loans. Even though it's going to be more expensive than a bank would be. If that's what you have to do, then I understand that. But, Barbara, I just think crowdfunding equity is going to be a very low percentage play it's only going to be maybe 1 or 2% of small businesses that are going to be crowdfunding equity prospects. What do you think?
I think we don't know yet. I think that there's too many unknowns. For example... I think that we're not going to have any opportunity to do that unless there's a secondary market for whatever you buy.
There you go. That's one of my. If I wrote an article about this, Barbara, in August, I wrote 3 articles on crowdfunding, and that was one of the points I made. There's no secondary market, and so that's the exit strategy is the problem.
No secondary market.
That's exactly right. You're making my point. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. There's some intangibles that you need to have if you're going to start a small business. Barbara's going to help us with some of those right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Barbara Weltman's website is .com on the end of her name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.